Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
22 days away from training camp. Deontay Foreman joining the show in about 10 minutes. Wade Smith, Trap Johnson in for John Lopez, who's fishing. 22 days out. What are you guys doing? I want to take you back to your rookie seasons, and I want to take you back to when you were veterans in the league. What's the difference between the mindset of a rookie and a veteran, if there is one, 22 days out of training camp?
I think as a rookie, you don't know what to expect. You're sitting there like, you over there like, if the vet tell me this is what I'm going to do. You know, you like really going through your whole mind like,
sir, yes, sir.
Yeah, or he ain't finna try me. I ain't carrying no pads. You know what I mean? Like, you sitting there psyching yourself out like, he better not talk to me this way. You know, and then all of a sudden you get in the building, you like, okay, I could do that. I could carry some pads. Or, you know, you realize, like, all they want me to do is work. They don't care about where I came from. They don't care about my background. They just want me to work. But the work is hard. Because now you're realizing that, because OTAs, they give you a taste, but they don't give you real live. Come to work at 5 in the morning. Don't leave till 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. And, this at one point, if you just stay, when Coop got here, if you just stay in the hotel, you had to take a nap inside the little green rooms in between practice.
Yeah,
so you literally are in the building for like 18 hours.
Yeah.
It was just, I think that's the difference as a rookie and as a vet. You like, another day at work, man. What's up, Doc? You come in there, flip-flops on, Jordan shorts.
Cigar in the mouth or what?
Oh, no question. I think that might have been what got me out of here, man, when I smoked a cigar at the practice that day.
I think when you're a veteran at this time of year, you know, it's July the 3rd right now, you're probably planning your trip or getting ready to go on your trip or out of the country or out of town or whatever, so you can get that R&R in at the same time, because you know that the marathon is about to start. And you know that once the season starts, everything else doesn't matter. You're about to lock in and you're trying to go on a run to win the Super Bowl. So you're trying to focus on all those auxiliary things that you really know that you're not going to focus on during the season, because – the priority becomes football number one. And so that, like, this time you're spending a lot of quality time with your kids, if you have them. If you're a veteran, usually you have kids, your wife, kids. You know, if maybe you're going to visit family, you're going out of the country and enjoying yourself, because, like I said, once that ball drops, once you get into training camp, nothing else matters.
It's nothing else. You're 9 months in until you get another break.
It's tough. That's a long time.
It's a long time.
It's the marathon,
that's
baby.
It's a pregnancy right there.
Yeah, no,
you like
question.
That math? I got math skills for days.
Well, technically, a pregnancy is 10 months.
10 months,
but,
yeah. You know, we have a bunch of kids, so we'll figure that out.
I don't deal with technicalities, Trap. Astros versus Rockies last night. Yuli Gurriel hits a bomb to start the second. Michael Brantley and Gurriel with RBI doubles in the third. However, the Rockies score 5 in the fifth to take a 7-5 lead. They led 8-5 in the seventh. However, that's when the Astros strike. Back-to-back-to-back doubles from Springer, Altuve, and Bregman make it 8-7. Brantley moves Bregman to third base, and then Gurriel at the plate in the seventh.
Yuli drives one deep left field. He's hit his second home run of the night, and the Astros regain the lead. It's now a 9-8 game. Yuli with home runs 9 and 10 on this season.
And it ends a 9-8 game. Four-hit game for Jose Altuve. The lead in the AL West, after it only being 4.5 last Friday, now up to 7. They lead the A's, actually. The Rangers now 7.5 back. We're 29 days away from the trade deadline. I want to ask you guys two questions. Number one, when it comes to just overall sauce, I think kids call it sauce now, sauce and swag, where is Yuli Gurriel rank among all the people in town? That dude, that's in town.
It's a lot of guys.
He's
gotta
be top five, man.
He's definitely top five.
He's got that international. He's got the hair. He's 35 years old. All the young guys.
That's crazy though. He's that old.
He's old, dude.
But he doesn't strike you as that old.
No.
That gives you extra added value that you can have that much swag and that much sauce at the age of 35. So he's definitely
up
there. I'm trying to think, who's in the top five though?
DeAndre, Deshaun.
Yeah, James Harden.
Harden. That's three.
I don't know. You know what? I'm gonna tell you who got
Bregman got a little bit more swag than
Bregman
Yuli
got
did.
A lot of,
but he ain't got the international thing.
He ain't got the international, but Breg got swag to him.
But how, we can't. You know what? We can't discount JJ. JJ got a quiet swag to him. People don't really like.
He's got an all American swag.
Yeah, he's a
it's a little different.
What is different?
It's an all American swag. It's not edgy at all. There's no edge to it at all. Usually, swag comes with a little bit of an edge. There's no edge with JJ.
Here's my thing. There's no edge, but he's a superstar. He's a rock. He's a rock star, and knows it. A rock star. The rest of these guys, they got swag, but it's like a different. Like if Barack Obama walked in here, he'd be like, "Oh, this is a cool dude."
Right.
If JJ Watt walked in here, he'd be like,
"That's JJ Watt."
That's JJ Watt. If all five of them guys walked in the building at the same time, they not surrounding Yuri Gurriel.
They're not surrounding James Harden. They're not surrounding Alex Bregman.
Yeah. They're not surrounding.
I don't know about that Bregman. Bregman has a fan club. Man, he has a following that
JJ Watt walking that building with Alex Bregman right next to him, they're gonna be like, who you with?
Well, you can't compare JJ. JJ.
I'm talking about all them walking together.
But if all them walking together.
Is that your cousin?
I think Bregman is going to be second. No. If they all walk in together into a room and you put a thousand women in a room with all those guys.
We ain't got to say women. We just talking
about women because I don't want to talk about male thoughts. I don't want to talk about them. I want to talk about women. You know, I want male groupies and all that stuff. We don't want that.
I'm just speaking on in general, just period.
Yeah.
Women, kids, men, they not checking for Alex Bregman. 9-9 walking the building, it's 9-9's building.
What about all the women who, when J.J. Watt got engaged, act like they had a chance or something like that?
But that's just like black folks when your boy just got engaged the other day.
Ooh.
Idris Elba, and all of a sudden like, oh, my goodness. Or he got married, and they were like, we didn't have a chance.
You know, he just went checking for y'all. He's a British dude. He ain't really checking for y'all from around the way.
I don't feel like dudes do that. I don't feel like dudes do that. Like when A-Rod proposed to J-Lo, there are dudes that gush over J-Lo. No one said, look at him, but you look at him different though.
Well, you don't look at him the same. I don't look at Beyonce the same way I looked at her back in the day before she started messing with Jay.
You don't?
I don't look at her the same. I just think she's super talented, super dope, but I don't look at her that way. Like, oh, that's Jay's girl. My mind just switches off.
Not when you're a kid. I mean, because you got to remember, she came out.
She's our age. She's my age.
She's our age.
Same age. So when we was coming up, I'm like, man.
Beyonce,
yeah.
But Kelly Rowland was underrated though.
Oh, yeah, of course. I see you like the
Michelle. Michelle had a little something going. Yeah.
Nah, Michelle.
She cool. She all right.
She was okay. No, hey, she was Michelle, sitting like, by. Like, no, she was like, sitting by. She was sitting by Beyonce and Kelly.
And Kelly didn't say Michelle.
You said Michelle. Exactly. I'm just trying. Like me and my wife always say, she all right though.
She all right though.
No, she cool. She cool. Michelle compared to the rest of them? Man, come on.
Where's the most? All right, we're talking about superstars. Where's the most underrated place to see hot women? I already have this on lock. Where's the most underrated place to see hot women around H-Town?
Church?
I guess church.
All right. Church. Sure.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I mean, it's all right. That's the answer.
It's got to be the. I think it's the women that work in the middle of the mall.
The middle of the mall, like the people in the sunglasses.
Yeah, you go. I'm telling you right now.
I'm thirsty.
I could have a runway show. I think just with the girls that work in the middle of the mall at the Galleria.
You tripping?
You're gonna notice next time you
go. You know what you're sleeping on. I don't even go to the Galleria. What you sleeping on?
Nah, it's hell.
I don't go in the Galleria.
Galleria, nah.
What you sleeping on?
HEB too.
Not HEB, but. TSA workers and mail workers.
Come on, bro.
Mail workers.
You ain't give me a hard time for middle of mall. Hey, Figgy's an expert on this, though.
Y'all tripping.
Y'all sleeping.
Figgy, where's the spot?
Middle of the mall.
See? Thank you.
Buying all type of manicure, pedicure stuff, man, just Figgy, because they look good.
Don't fall for that trap, though, Figgy. Oh, this would look so good on you. Thank you so much. I'm going
to
keep it moving.
I'll keep it moving.
These two boys got them camp eyes, man. Get out of here, man.
Put the shades on.
Hey.
Y'all boys
tripping, man.
You walk in the mall, you keep your number in your head of how many would yous, and then you just exchange with your boy, and you can figure out who the bigger perv is. You just can't say nothing.
What?
Camp it's old school. Don't worry. It's a white boy thing. I knew it was coming from you, Chuck. Kawhi Leonard, he has completed all of his meetings. He's met with the Lakers. He's met with the Clippers. He's met with the Raptors. Still hasn't made his decision, but I think it's unanimous here. Landry Locker, Wade Smith, Travis Johnson, we agree. Kawhi Leonard goes to the Lakers. That's a wrap. You can go ahead and start making the NBA championship rings.
Kawhi is on the way. AD's on the way. Hey, Lakers on the way.
You're going to scare him off, man. Scare him off with that song.
No, hey. I'm excited.
You must not have heard that video. Have you seen the video?
No.
You got to see it. You got to. We'll pull it up in the
next
segment.
We'll pull it up. Figgy, send me. Hey, text me real fast, Figgy, so I can send it to. So that all it is a video of Magic Johnson on stage at West Angeles.
I saw it.
And he's like, Kawhi is on.
Magic Johnson's still living his best life. Congratulations to him. Rockets GM Daryl Morey, he had an interesting pitch a couple years ago. This according to Brian Windhorst. I want to get y'all's thoughts on this. 2 years ago, Daryl Morey and the Rockets put forth the concept of moving free agency before the draft. He said that he wanted to do this. He pitched it in the room. It didn't even really come to a vote or anything like that. But do you guys think that NBA free agency should be before the draft, just like the NFL?
No question. I think it's dumb to have it after the draft when – because all the stuff, all the trades that happen during the draft, or maybe they do that just for thoughts or kicks and giggles, you know what I mean? Because I can't say another word. Because all of the stuff happens on draft day of trades and, oh, this person traded for this, this person traded for this. If you do free agency before the draft and then you do the draft, you can draft appropriately to what you need. You don't, like, not signing big free agents after the fact, it's kind of stupid.
I just think that the NBA, just the way they do free agency and contracts in general, everything is so confusing, bro. Like, everything, the way they do the salary cap, everything that they – it's completely confusing, and you don't know, like, what moves you can make. You got to have somebody really explain it to you. NBA, it's confusing. I think the NFL does it about as close to the right way as you can come up with, but the NBA, it's just confusing, man. I think they need to just simplify things so that guys can make moves and – luxury taxes and mid-level exceptions and bird white rights and all this type of stuff. It's a lot going on.
Could I interest you guys in a tale about this? In
sure.
2013, the Dallas Mavericks, they had the 13th overall selection in the draft, and they decided they were going to trade that pick to the Boston Celtics. They also traded the pick they got from the Celtics back to the Atlanta Hawks to where they could get in the back end of the first round because they didn't want to pay the lottery pick what the lottery pick would have demanded. Do you know who the GM at the time would have drafted if they would have made that selection? The Greek Freak. The Greek Freak was who they would have taken, but instead they decided they wanted to have enough money to offer Dwight Howard a max contract.
Wow.
They struck out on Dwight Howard. Rest is history. Greek Freak, NBA MVP, Dallas Mavericks chasing their tails right now.
Dallas Mavericks deserve not to win a championship for the next 30 years.
I think that punishment might come true, Wade.
I think it might come true as well.
That's Wade Smith, Trap Johnson, Landry Locker with you in the loop. Deontay Foreman going to join us in the next segment. We're 22 days away from Texans training camp. He's in his third season. He knows what's on the line. You're going to hear from him next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.